This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Eric Name, our buddy, our Milwaukee basketball insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how you doing, pal?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you tell me, how big of a win, if at all, was this last night for the Bucks?
Wow, that one's tough because the sentence I used after the game last night was, I don't know if the Bucks are allowed to have big games this year. Like, I just don't know if anyone's going to let them have that. Like, if they can have a big win during the regular season, because, you know, as the season's gone on, we found out that, you know, pretty much anything that they do, no one thinks it matters. Everyone just says, do it in the playoffs. So it doesn't matter what their record is or how well they're playing. You know, everyone is just going to want to say, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. Personally, I think it's a big one. Like, I thought it wouldn't have been as big if they didn't get punched in the mouth the way that they did in the first half. I think you could have written it off if, you know, they just came in and blew out the Raptors from the start and, you know, didn't at all seem affected in any way by playing there for the first time since the Eastern Conference Finals. But that first half did not play out that way. That first half very much felt like, oh, the Raptors have them on their heels a little bit here. They aren't looking like the team that we've seen them look like this entire season. And then they came out in the second half. They were much more composed. They were much more calm. And I thought they played really well down the stretch. So personally, I mean, I think that's one of their more impressive wins of the season. When you think about them being on a back-to-back, them playing overtime the night before, going into the place where they lost all those games, getting punched in the mouth in the first half, Giannis maybe not having the best game and still coming out on top. But to me, I think it's a big win. And I know people are probably not going to want to let them have that, but I definitely think that's the case.
So the Thunder is the next up on the docket. Coming out of that Pacers loss and after the All-Star break, they've won four in a row, and they've been – you know, the Wizards game, I said the Wizards game might have been that one where you come off of that big win over the 76ers, you're looking forward to the Raptors. Was the Wizards game kind of a roll the basketballs out and just figure you'd win that game, do you think?
I don't think so. Just with the way that Bradley Beal's playing, I don't think anyone thinks you can roll it out against them because he'll just go out and drop 50 on you. I think it just ended up being, you know, a combination of a couple different things where they go to Washington and Beal has this huge night. Giannis encounters some officials that want to play into the games that Mo Wagner was playing and want to let a lesser player kind of do some dirty stuff to try to get into Giannis's head and try to pick up some cheap fouls on him, which he did and ultimately fouled him out. So I think it was the Wizards playing a little bit better than I think the Bucks thought they were going to. Beal is just absolutely unbelievable. That dude is a professional scorer. So I think that got them a little bit by surprise. Giannis got in that foul trouble, and then they got themselves into a shootout. And that Washington team is really good in those situations. So I don't know if they just thought they could roll it out, but I do think that foul trouble from Giannis kind of put them in a tough spot. And, you know, luckily Chris Middleton had a great game and was able to bail them out.
The plus and minus numbers for Dante DiVincenzo have just been off the hook. He's got some of the best in the league. So you tell me what he has done. What has made his game that much better?
He's tough. He is. I would like to personally, if we were having this conversation not on the air, I would use a couple curse words to describe what he is. That he is just tough, man. That dude is a dog. Like you look at the way that he grabs offensive rebounds, the way that he fights for loose balls. Like, people don't make Kyle Lowry look the way Dante DiVincenzo made Kyle Lowry look last night on the offensive rebound he grabbed in that second half. Like he goes up among the trees, throws his elbows around a couple times to clear everybody out, then kicks to the corner for a three. And it's just like, how did a young player make that play? Like that's the type of play you expect from someone much older, much wiser, you know, much meaner. And, you know, I saw some people on Twitter say, like, does he have a little bit of Patrick Beverley in him? And in my head, I was like, you know what? That's not crazy. Like, I just think he competes. And it's at a spot now where if you see a Villanova guy in the draft, man, I think you got to think long and hard about drafting him, because Jay Wright just has dudes that are ready to play and are just tough. And to me, that's the first word that comes to mind with Dante. He's just tough. He's not afraid of anything. He keeps going in there. He keeps sticking his nose in. And I think you add that to a phenomenal basketball IQ. Maybe he isn't quite the consistent shooter you'd want. Maybe he doesn't always finish around the basket the way that you want. But he just does so many of those other things that he is going to find a way to positively contribute to any basketball team. And I just think you saw that again. Really, in both those games on that back-to-back. In that Washington game, he had some huge offensive rebounds. And then again, last night against the Raptors, he was just everywhere, seemingly everywhere on every loose ball, on every rebound. It's just kind of crazy to think about and see from a guy that young and a guy that I don't know if people thought of as a tough guy, a guy that would give a team some edge at the start of the season.
Talking with Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider. You can reach him on Twitter at Eric_Name, NEHM. Real quick before I let you go, last night, Nick Nurse kind of came out with the same type of defense on Giannis that he had in the postseason. Giannis then said, okay, that's fine. I'm going to start dishing the basketball. Budenholzer then counters with a smaller lineup, and they get transition hoops. So when I asked Coach Bud what he learned out of last season, he said this team has championship medal. Not only does it look like the team learned, it looks like Coach Bud learned as well. Would you agree?
Yeah, it was funny. After the game last night, you know, Bud kind of didn't want to take any credit for kind of the adjustments that they made or, you know, the lineups that they used or really anything. Like, he's very big on just saying, yeah, you know, like the players made some adjustments, but I thought they did a really nice job of moving Giannis around the floor in the second half. I thought in the first half, a lot of the times he had the ball at the top of the key, you know, a couple feet behind the three-point line. He was getting post-ups. And those are spots where the Raptors defended him a lot last year. He got used to seeing that double team come on the post-up all of the postseason last year. And they did it again the first half, and it's just a really tough spot to be effective from, because that Raptors defense is really good at scrambling. And, you know, at the top of the key, you can build up the wall really, really tight and make it really tough on him to try to get to the basket. So I thought you saw a number of looks that he struggled with in the first half, and then all of a sudden the second half, oh, he's at the elbow. Oh, he's over on the wing now. Oh, he's doesn't have the ball in his hands. He's instead in a pick and roll. Like, I just thought the way that they used him and diversified the way that he was getting the basketball was just huge in that second half. And I know the Bucks are always focused on the regular season on being the best version of themselves, and being that best version involves playing the way that they've played up until that point. But I thought out of halftime, they really looked like a different team, and a big part of that was because of the way that Bud was using Giannis, and they were going about attacking and kind of working on things.
Eric, always good. I will talk to you soon, and we'll chat again next week. Good stuff, buddy, okay?
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You can find him at Eric_Name. Again, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.